Robert Dardan is an award-winning journalist and head of the journalism department at USF St. Petersburg. He may seem successful and powerful now, but he'll tell you that money isn't the reason people go into journalism.
It's not money, I can pretty much guarantee that. A sense of justice motivates a lot of journalists.
Robert Clark is a journalist for Star Radio. He agrees with Dardan.
We don't have wealthy journalists. Almost all journalists, we are struggling.
But you're driven by the desire to serve the people.
Of course. That's our passion. The passion for the profession keep us into the profession. Despite we are not getting money as one may think.
The major similarities end there. Robert Dardan lives in America. Robert Clark lives more than 8,000 miles away in Africa. And Star Radio is in Liberia. But both Roberts met on common ground at the Vinoy Resort and Golf Club on Saturday. Clark, along with 17 other African journalists from 13 different countries, was invited by the U.S. State Department through the Edward R. Murrow Program for Journalists. Dardan organized the event. USF St. Pete is one of 11 U.S. university partners of the 2009 Murrow Program. The journalists came to discuss the differences in journalism between America and the African countries. Dardan, who spent more than 5 weeks in Nigeria, said the biggest difference is the freedom of press.
American journalism has a lot of opportunity to get information that's not the same in a lot of other countries. In Nigeria, and in several of the other countries as well, the journalists there risk their lives. That's not being too dramatic about it. A lot of times they work in their chosen field in journalism under a great deal of pressure, under threat, in dangerous conditions, really, from the government. So one difference is that it's a different kind of journalism.
Nigerian reporter Emmanuel Yufufu Biri agrees that the reporters face a lot of government opposition in his country. This was especially true during the Babangida regime from 1984 to 1983.
Over 150 journalists were molested, either jailed, killed, or beaten up. He committed over 500 incidents of press infringement for that period.
Robert Clark, on the other hand, said he is lucky that Liberia has a free press.
The journalists work for the people. We are very happy that we have a regime that encourages press freedom.
But Clark said it hasn't always been that way.
In past regimes, where the press were muscled, we have some of our colleagues who were jailed. We have some of our colleagues who were beaten. We have some of our colleagues who fled into exile because of the tyrannical regimes at the time.
Yet both Clark and Emmanuel agree that a little government resistance hasn't stopped them from doing their job.
We are very critical of government, regardless of whether it's positive, negative. When it's negative, we report it. When it's positive, we report it.
And the bravery of journalists. Back in the country where I come from, the bravest don't fear anybody. They don't fear government.
Yet it is this kind of oppression that Zimbabwe reporter Lofty Dube said is the one thing he would change about journalism.
What I would wish to see happening is to see a free press where the government is not interfering in the operations of the press.
In the end, Clark said he thinks all journalists, whether African or American, can agree that the news covers way too many negative issues, and the public is partially to blame.
I wish we had a more discerning American public, one that knew more about how to not just criticize news, but also how to establish credibility of a news organization.
The last discussion session was held Monday evening, and the 17 African journalists will be heading back to their countries this week. For WNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Conchita DeLuco.